piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And
we're the Food Guys.
From time to time, we come across an article that is topical and attracts much interest. Here's an article by Mark Linus, April 24th, 2015, in the New York Times, How I Got Converted to GMO Food. We have a fellow here who has been for some time a defender of the problem of global warming, the science position mm-hmm. on it. Mm-hmm. He also, as he implies, had taken a similar attitude towards GMO foods
and
so
forth. Yeah,
he was against it. Yeah. He felt that there was a consensus and so on and so forth, and he should defend science, blah, blah, blah.
Then he came across this Bangladesh gentleman who grows eggplant on his meager acre of waterlogged land.
Yeah, he has one acre.
And the man had had a lot of trouble growing eggplant, and he's got six children, and it's a question of how is he going to feed his family. What he's been able to do was he has grown a new pest-resistant variety of eggplant supplied by the government-run Bangladesh Agricultural Research Institute. This new crop has flourished. Productivity nearly doubled. He has already harvested the small plot 10 times in one season. This is an insecticide-free eggplant. Mm-hmm. It is a GMO eggplant. What this means is it's got the BT gene in it, the Bacillus thuringiensis gene. The BT gene produces a protein that kills the fruit and shoot borer, which is a species of moth whose larvae feed on the eggplant without the need for pesticide sprays. The moth is feeding on the eggplant and it will die. There's no spraying involved. The plants get to be healthy and he has crops. He's able to feed his family and bring them out of poverty. I was really drawn to this story because I felt it showed GMOs in a good light for me. It says that the protein is entirely non-toxic to other insects and also humans. It's a perfect thing, right?
Yes.
I went along with this.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
He's got an issue here because many, many anti-GMO campaigners, not only in India but worldwide, mm-hmm. have come down pretty heavily on these things and just unilaterally oppose them. And they're very capable of actually making it impossible for this guy to use these seeds. He sees this as wrong-headed.
When Linus, the author of the article, says that conventional eggplant farmers in Bangladesh are forced to spray their crops as many as 140 times mm-hmm. during the growing season, then you get pesticide poisoning of the environment,
sure.
which is also a health problem for
of
the people
it is,
there.
Yeah.
Is that really true? And if it is true, then why are they so against this guy for growing pesticide-free eggplant?
He's got clearly a point there. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. He says the consequence of all this is that he's changed his stance on GMO foods.
Right.
He's had to become considerably more nuanced about it.
Well, he's more pro-GMO now than he was before.
Yeah.
But you were telling me in the comments section, and this is the real value of online media, is that the article appears online and immediately people maybe who know more than the author of the article can make a comment and can maybe comment critically on it. And I think you told me something very interesting.
Anna LaPay had written in. She's a founding principal of Small Planet Institute. She says that Mark Linus's profile of one farmer in Bangladesh does not represent the facts on the ground about genetically engineered eggplant there. The trials of the new variety had actually very poor results. Genetic engineering did not protect plants from most pests and have led to crop loss and debt for farmers. She said, on the other hand, across Bangladesh and the broader region, farmers who are using agroecological principles, working with farmer-to-farmer networks like Navdanya in India, are achieving high yields with little or no use of chemical pesticides. So she thinks this anecdotal report mm-hmm. is somewhat misleading, mm-hmm. to say the mm-hmm. least, and she's encouraging him to look a little farther into this issue.
Read the comments. at the end and then evaluate the criticism based on who is writing the comment. Mm-hmm. And if the person writing the comment has more knowledge than the actual writer of the article, then you need to really question the article.
You have to be a little careful when you read these. I mean, he's being a little bit of a cheerleader here.
Yes.
He may not have had all the information that he needed.
Yes.
Keep your mind open.
Yes.
But also read very closely.
Read critically.
Yes, critically. Mm-hmm. Also, come back next week for
The Food Guys. La 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 la